And now, the Goldbergs, radio's most lovable family, brought to you by the makers of Oxydol. But first, are you disappointed in your washing machine? You find it's not getting your clothes as really clean and white as you thought it would? Many women have this experience and usually blame the machine without reason. For remember this, even the best of machines can only agitate the clothes. Proper removal of dirt, washing out, depends largely on the soap you use. If your soap doesn't give thick, rich suds, but take all the dirt out and hold it out in the water until the washing's rinsed, the clothes come out dingy and gray. That's why women everywhere say the soap to use in washing machines is Oxydol, because it gives more and longer-lasting suds than ordinary soap. Tests show that one cupful of Oxydol makes as much rich, lively suds as three cupfuls of other soap tested, well-known granulated soaps included. In other words, you use just one-third as much soap to get the same amount of suds. What's more, these Oxydol suds take out even deeply embedded dirt and hold it out. Just run your hand through the water and you'll see what I mean. You can feel the difference. You know that here's a soap that goes down to the very pores of the clothes to get at the dirt. And that never lets dirt drop back into clothes because the suds stay alive. As a result, clothes washed in Oxydol come 4 to 5 shades whiter than less energetic soaps can get them. It's the most amazing soap development of recent years, made under a patented process, which means no other single soap works exactly the way Oxydol does. Change to Oxydol today if your machine isn't living up to expectations. You'll notice how much whiter your clothes come first time you use it. Don't fail to get a box the next time you go to the store. You'll always be glad you did. And now, the Goldbergs. The townspeople of Lastonbury face a crisis today. It's their last opportunity to buy up the option of the Lastonbury Mill, and so far, they've been unable to raise the necessary money. The fund collected by the women by selling flower seeds would be enough, but the women refused to give it up. Meanwhile, at the Goldberg home, the crisis in little Rosalie's illness has arrived. Molly and Uncle David are waiting. Outside.
Stop, Porter. Stop. Lay down, Porter. Lay down. Fine Passover, huh, Dave?
Molly, please. Where's Jake?
Where's Jake? Sorry, waiting for the doctor to come out of Rosalie's room. Dave, she's sick. Sicker than I know he. I'm afraid, Dave.
Molly, please. Please.
David, Emily, the doctor said...
The doctor said, there's God too, Molly. He's got something to say too. Ma, please.
Why, what is the doctor doing in there so long? What?
Don't go in, Molly, please.
Why, again the phone, again the phone.
You sit there, Ma, I'll take it.
Hello? Yes? Yes, Miss Wilberforce?
Oh, me, I can't, family, darling. I can't speak on the phone.
Yes. Yes, well, the doctor's here now, Miss Wilberforce. No. My mother can't come over. Well, we don't know yet. No. That's all right. Uh-huh. Yes, all right.
Where are you going, Molly?
I want to see what Jake is doing. What takes so long?
Yes.
What takes so long?
All right. Yeah. Goodbye.
What is it, Sammy?
Huh? Oh, they're having a meeting. All the women are over at Martha Wilberforce's house.
Well, what are they going to do? Give the money from the ladies' fund to the mill?
Well, that's what they're having the meeting about now.
Well, Doctor, please come in. Don't go yet. Don't go yet, Doctor, please. I want to hear more than just one word, Doctor, please.
We're waiting.
Waiting for what, Doctor?
Can't you do anything, Doctor? Maybe we should...
We're not waiting with our hands folded. We're waiting to help.
Waiting to help?
Yes, Mrs. Goldberg. It's the crisis.
Oh.
People... And that means doctors, too, can only go so far. And that's as far as we did go.
Well, What do you mean, Doctor?
Doctor? Oh, please.
But we've done everything we could do for Rosie. And now we have to wait. It's up to her.
Up to her? You mean there's nothing you can do to help her?
Not over this part. She's got to help herself. She's got to be strong with the desire to get better.
Oh.
In every man's body, there are two forces, and they're both very powerful. One of them wants to make you give in, let go, drift down and away. It's called catabolism. It's the running down of energy, the breaking up of cells in the blood and in the body. When everything moves that way.
What? Oh, what, Doctor?
But there's another force, too. It's called...
I don't care what it's called, Doctor.
Ma, please.
What's happening to Rosie, Doctor?
We have to wait.
Ma, please. It's the crisis. You have to wait.
Oh, look.
Just as soon as we... But where's your faith, folks? I've been a doctor long enough to know that faith cuts right across science. Everything I've seen and learned in my life has taught me to trust God for everything I haven't seen and don't know.
Doctor, you don't think we should...
We've given Rosie the best chance we could. Now we've got to wait. I'll be back a little later. You have a very competent nurse, and she has her instructions. Goodbye.
I'll take it to the door. Goodbye, Hello? Yes. Well.
Hello, Sammy. I just saw the doctor leaving. Yes. All right. Well, I hope everything's all right. If there's anything I can do, all right. Goodbye. They're just waiting now. It's the crisis.
Oh, Martha, you'd be thinking...
Oh, I don't want to think about it that way.
I guess Mrs. Goldberg can't come over then.
No, she couldn't even come to the phone. Well, we'll have to decide this thing for ourselves. Are we going to take this lady's fund money and put it in the mill or not?
But the money is ours to do what we like with, Martha. And I think...
Oh, the summer of the door. Wait a minute. I'll go.
I hope Rosie will get better. She's such a nice little girl.
I just came over because my mother couldn't come.
Are things so bad, Sammy?
Well, we're waiting. It's the crisis. The doctor said that... Well, after a certain point, no one can help her. Only herself. And we're waiting to see if she will. She will. She's got to. And you have to, too. You ladies, you think you're not part of this town. You think the town's one thing and you and your families are something else. Maybe I'm not the one to be saying these things, but somebody has to. You've got your little fund, and you're holding on to it as if it would be any help if everything went smash. Well, a town's not just a lot of different people with different interests. It's one thing. That mill doesn't open, town will go smash. So will you right along with it. It's a crisis now. And if every part of the body doesn't fight and help, then the town's going to die. Each day, it's going to get shabbier and older and more broken down. One by one, you'll have to go away, separate. go off defeated, finished. But don't you see, if the mill opens up, then we'll have a chance. We'll be able to go on. You ladies have got to take that money you have and put it into the mill. Give it a chance to fight on. Give the town a chance. The best chance. The way Rosie got the best chance.
But suppose the mill fails?
Can't you see? Today is the day. If you don't give the money, then the mill's failed even before it's been opened. Because it never will open. And that means the same thing as if it opened and then failed. What you're saying to yourself is, let the town die. Maybe we can save a little bit for ourselves. But you're fooling yourselves. You leave the best part of your lives here if that mill doesn't open.
But where's our security? For ourselves and our children.
Security? Security for what? There'll be nothing to look forward to. That's when people die in a crisis. Well, there's no future, and they don't want one. Why don't you give yourselves a chance to have a future, or you'll have nothing. Nothing left but a past.
And so, while Sammy continues his fight to convince the women of Lastonbury that unless they give up their security fund temporarily, there can be no security, the family await the outcome of Rosalie's illness. They've done everything possible to save her. Her life started then, and the bullet died. We leave the Goldbergs until Monday, the same time. You know, many women thought they were using the best washing machine soap, then tried Oxidol, and now use nothing else. They find it's quicker washing, faster washing, and costs less to use than their old favorite soap. As measured scientifically by the tintometer, Oxidol gets clothes 4 to 5 shades whiter than ordinary soap. It cuts washing time 25 to 40%, whether the machine is old or new, and saves money every time you use it. Tests show that one cupful of Oxidol makes as much rich, lively suds as 3 cupfuls of less energetic soap, which means, in other words, it goes farther, lasts longer, does more work cup for cup. So even if you're convinced you're using the best washing machine soap now, why not try Oxidol? You'll know then why thousands of women change to it every day. Be sure to have a box on hand Monday. It's the new, improved soap for your machine. And don't fail to hear the Goldbergs Monday. Will the mill open? And will Rosalie win her fight against death? Until Monday the same time, this is Ray Saunders saying goodbye for the makers of Oxidol.